Hey everyone, so this is just a quick answer to a Q&A question that I held off from answering last Sunday. It was a question I hadn't thought through much, so I wanted to just take time in the week to think about it and give it a good answer. So the question was, why is it that God has given women into childbearing and more bodily suffering than men? It's a really interesting question that probably came as a tangent to the idea in Leviticus that a woman after she gives birth becomes unclean for a period of time. My guess is that it comes from Genesis 3, where God curses Adam and Eve and the serpent after Adam and Eve eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What God says to the woman is, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to your children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." That's the NIV translation. So I think maybe from that passage, the person is asking, why do women get this curse of bodily pain when men don't? Instead, they get a totally different curse, not involving bodily pain. So we don't know the answer to the question in the sense that we don't know what God was thinking at the time, because he hasn't tell us anywhere explicitly, but I think we can understand what he was doing by cursing the woman in that way, and hopefully that'll help us to reframe how we view it. So one thing that helps us to start understanding what's going on is to see that the painful labor given to the woman in Genesis 3:16, which is the verse I read, is actually the same thing that's given to the man in 3:17. It's the same word translated in two different ways. Painful labor in the context of verse 16 and painful toil in the context of verse 17. But it's the same word. So there is some parallel between what the woman suffers and what the man suffers. The woman suffers in childbearing, which probably refers to the act of conception and everything after that, which in itself brings up a lot of interesting thoughts. And the man suffers in painful toil to produce anything from the ground. So there's some sort of parallel between the two. Both are actually given the same suffering in different ways. The woman has to suffer in her body to produce life. The man has to suffer in his body to produce desirable growth. So thorns and stuff would grow easily, but food wouldn't grow. And this, I think, parallels the instruction that God gave to the man and the woman when they were created in Genesis 1, which was to be fruitful and increase in number, to fill the earth and subdue it. That verse tells us that filling and subduing was a significant part of being human in relation to the rest of the earth. So the curse to Adam and Eve, I think, hinders the proper expression of humanity in that way. Between Adam and Eve, and implicitly between every human that's been since, the earth was meant to be filled and subdued. Presumably, that would be good for both them and for the earth. But between the curses given to Adam and Eve, both the filling of the earth and the subduing of the earth are hindered. But why didn't Eve get the pain in pregnancy, or why did Eve get the pain in pregnancy and Adam not? I think that's just a reflection of their unique roles in the world in reference to filling and subduing. Women, for the most part, do the hard work of filling or of producing life. I don't think that's too controversial to say that the woman bears the brunt of that. That's not to say that men aren't involved, but the association of bringing new life then is with the woman. And so the curse of the toil or of the suffering of women is most fundamentally expressed through the frustration of childbearing and vice versa for men. So that's not to say that the whole role of women is just to give birth, or that if you don't have kids as a woman, you're less than a woman who does. It's just saying, I think, in general, when you look at the command to fill and to subdue, women do the bulk of the work in filling, And so to curse childbearing, that is to curse the ability of humanity as a whole to fill the earth and subdue it. So between the curse to the man and the curse to the woman, humanity's ability to fill and subdue is completely frustrated. So hopefully that answers the question and helps us to think differently about the curses. We've had a lot of questions about the role of men and women, and I've tried to be as nuanced as I can in a short answer, but there's a lot to say and a lot to clarify. So my answer to this question might have prompted more questions in your head, and that's great. Keep asking them to each other and to me and on Padlet, and we'll keep talking about it. And don't forget that we've got a series coming up on the role of men and women at the end of Leviticus as well. So what I can't answer in short form, we'll try to handle in a bit more detail then. Okay, see you later.